Dear Dr. Fingers, please could you help me? My teacher has been talking about abstract nouns. What are abstract nouns and how are they different from non-abstract nouns? Yours, climate warming. Dear climate warming, thank you very much for your email. Of course, I would be delighted to help you with your question. Basically, there are two types of general nouns, concrete nouns and abstract nouns. Concrete nouns are things that can be seen or touched. For example, a chair. He sat on a chair. Table. Your book is on the table. A dog. The dog ate my food. A bottle. She drank a bottle of wine. On the other hand, abstract nouns cannot be seen or touched. They often refer to a quality, a state, a concept, or a feeling. Things that don't have any physical existence. In effect, your five senses cannot detect this group of nouns. You cannot see them, you cannot hear them, you cannot smell them, you cannot taste them, and you cannot feel them. Here are some examples of abstract nouns. Intelligence. He's a boy with a lot of intelligence. Joy. She was weeping with joy. Notice how most abstract nouns are uncountable. Here are some more examples. Love. There isn't much love here. Hate. He was filled with hate. Kindness. She showed a great deal of kindness. Fear. He was shaking with fear. Anger. She was crying with anger and frustration. Imagination. You need a lot of imagination to do something like this. Loneliness. He has a fear of loneliness. Happiness. I'm just looking for happiness. Sadness. He felt a mixture of sadness and joy. Bravery. She was awarded for bravery. Cowardice. The soldiers were reprimanded for cowardice. Embarrassment. He felt a great deal of embarrassment. Beauty. She was famous for her beauty. Confidence. He's suffering from a lack of confidence. Luck. They didn't have any luck. Bitterness. They are feeling a great deal of bitterness. Boredom. Boredom is a big problem among teenagers. Well, climate warming. I really hope my explanations have helped resolve your linguistic problems. Yours, Dr. Fingers.